This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm delighted now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Armando Espinosa Prieto and Craig Johnson of the Metamorphosis Documentation Project. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Really
Thank
glad
you
to
for
be here.
Us.
It's good to have you back. I love having you guys on the air because every time you show up, you've been to some new amazing place, usually in Mexico, I think, but not totally, documenting indigenous traditions and crafts and ways of life and holidays and so on. Tell us what the project is about.
Well, this project is one of, in a series that we're doing on Day of the Dead. And where we're at right now is in Sinsunsan in Michoacan. It's a Purépecha community, and they actually call it Noche de Animas, Night of the Souls. This project we started last year, and after starting a collaboration with the local community museum, we did all of the documentation during that time frame of the preparations leading up to Day of the Dead and interviews. At this point, we're just finished up with a part of the second phase of the project. When we do these projects, our mission is really to help to preserve, protect, and promote traditional cultures. And we focus primarily on the documentation of one of their important traditions in collaboration with the community museum, so that then after we have the documentary ready, we can gift it back to the community museum. We gift them the rights to reproduce and sell it with a little contract so all the money stays with the community museum. And it's really helping to preserve that tradition and, as a result, helping with the culture itself. We also do a couple other aspects right there in the community with these projects related to the same goal. And one is a give-back project where we do something directly supportive of the community in collaboration with their desires. In this case, it turned out to be our most ambitious ever, where we did a 5-week intensive filming and editing workshop for 9 members of the community.
I love that because you are so empowering the community, not just coming in with your tools of media, getting what you want and leaving, but basically so much of what comes out is really a collaboration with the people themselves. I mean, you're really working on their behalf.
Well, also if you teach them to, there's no better way of promoting the preservation of culture than teaching them the tools to preserve it and to promote it and to give it the importance it needs.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were amazingly responsive. We're really excited because we just finished this project of the teaching. And we did a call to the community. And then we picked out 9 people that we divided into 3 production teams, men and women. Actually, every group had a woman in it, and it was proportional to the amount of people that applied. So they were from 2 different communities. It's a municipality, and within the municipality there is a few smaller communities that are satellites of the main community, and some of them were from one community, some from the other. Some groups were mixed between communities, some groups were separate, just people from one community or the other.
All speaking in Spanish?
All speaking Spanish. Some, you know, like in most indigenous communities, some people don't speak the language. A lot of these guys did speak the language.
The indigenous language?
The Purépecha language, which is the ethnicity in that area of Michoacán. So Craig and I did the theory part of the teaching, and then after that we split in groups and went and filmed. And then the last 3 weeks, a friend of ours that is in the board of our organization, and who's a film professor for so many, 20-some years, and now teaches smaller groups. He's not at a university anymore. He moved to Switzerland. He's collaborated with us before, and he used to live in Miami. So we brought him from Switzerland to give the teaching of the editing part. which was very successful, and they were all, I mean, it was amazing how much they learned in such little time. And then they produced three small documentaries, 3 to 5 minutes, cultural documentaries that they chose the theme of it.
Now, what kind of themes were they making documentaries about?
Well, it was really interesting. Two of them were about crafts, about the crafts from local crafts. One was about burnished clay, because it's in that locality, it's something is being lost, that process. And the other, another group did a documentary on fibers, weaving with fibers, either with wheatgrass or with bamboo. Very well put together, really nice. And then the other group did a documentary on the change of the guard of the communal house of one of the communities. And weekly, a family comes and takes care of the communal house and the cleaning. They
move into the house.
They actually move into the house and stay there for a week. And at a week's end, somebody else, some other family comes in. So what happens is the person leaving makes a huge meal, and it's not only for the people that are coming in, but for the whole community. So that was the third documentary.
That happens every Saturday. And these
every Saturday.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And this communal house is a tradition that dates back to pre-Hispanic times. It's a Purépecha tradition that they've maintained.
What do you think the social purpose of that tradition is?
Well, obviously keeping the community together. Because no better way of keeping people together than feeding them.
No, and there's a lot of other activities. All the different meetings and those types of things happen in that house.
Yeah.
It's really a relatively large house with an interior courtyard, and there's different rooms. So the different groups that meet will come there and meet from the community.
And also the fiestas, a lot of the fiestas get organized in that house. If they have to do flower arrangements, they'll do them there. It's a multi-purpose place, you know. But in their documentary, they just showed the change of the guard, how one family comes in, how one family goes out, how people stand outside inviting the whole community to come in and eat. It was really nice.
And one of the results from this aside, we showed these three to the community right afterwards. There was an overflow crowd. They were very well received, and everyone was really happy with the results, from Ruben, who came for the editing, ourselves, the students. And two of the movies right now, of those shorts, the group that worked on them are working on refining them because they plan to submit them to regional film festivals there in Mexico. So we're really happy with that. It's something that's going to continue.
And then there is two persons, because this is what we look at, what impact does it really have teaching these young people in the community. And two of the people, one of them works at the community museum, and he's going to keep documenting traditions to add to the, acervo, to the cultural archives of the community. And there is another person there in the community who films everything. And then very crudely, he used to hardly edit, but put together CDs and sell it to the people that live in the States.
From the community.
From that community I heard some people putting him down because he's making money. But I thought it was really interesting because he's serving a very good purpose, which is keeping all those people from that community that lived in the States in the know-how of what's happening, how the traditions are evolving, and at the same time they're preserving their interest on those traditions, even though they might live in Chicago or Anchorage or, you know.
I mean, I think one of the things that fascinates me about this project that you're doing and this ongoing project is, I mean, if you're an indigenous person living in Latin America, with some exceptions, you're pretty much living in two worlds. You're living in a Spanish-speaking world and an indigenous world. You're living in Western culture, you're living in traditional culture, and there is a great pull, especially for children, to get into the devices and the games and the sort of addictive parts of Western civilization in its current form. And it seems like the work that you're doing is not only documenting, but really helping people to maintain a cultural pride or encourage a cultural pride and strength of traditions. Do you feel like it's doing that?
That's our purpose. And you know, in different ways than the projects that we've done, it's definitely is working in those communities. There's more concrete examples in different communities that the projects are already finished. In the last community that we did a Day of the Dead project in, one of the days that they used to dance for in this promise dance was the Virgin of Guadalupe.
But that was for the Danza de la Pluma.
Danza de la Pluma, and over the years that had been lost, so that they just did that in the third year, the final presentation of their dance during their three-year commitment. After they did that for us when we were filming, from then on, which was like 7-8 years ago, now they're doing it every year to the Virgin of Guadalupe. So that part of their tradition has been recovered.
Very cool.
And I was going to say about the Day of the Dead also, you know, it's amazing. We go to these communities where we have worked, and we see all these remnants of our work, things that have happened since then. For example, in Oaxaca, we asked one person to translate from us from Zapotec for the movie, and he did. And then he wanted to go into an indigenous university set up in Oaxaca, and they were asking him for previous experience. And he put us down, having worked with us as previous experience.
And we gave him a letter.
And we gave him a letter, and he got accepted. And now he's a Zapotec teacher in the school system.
And is working on a project of a Zapotec dictionary.
Very, very interesting.
And we feel proud of that because in a way we helped them get there.
Yeah.
For as minimal as it could have been, we did help them to get there.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing I think is that when you guys are long gone, they may not remember you, but the traditions will be maintained.
That's the important part.
Well, it's not about us, really.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you guys are doing a wonderful job, but I mean, I think that's the thing that's beautiful about this because, I mean, another, for me, subtext of all of this is we don't have to talk about the various kinds of environmental and population crises that we're going through, but when you think about what resilient and functional ways of life are, it may be that at some point we're going to all look toward these ways of life as actually functioning.
And local communities becoming more important.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing I always think about is that, you know, there's so much talk about sustainability, and you can isolate sustainabilities. You know, I think cultural sustainability will take care of the rest.
Yeah. So we're talking about the Metamorphosis Documentation Project, and we want to make sure to let people know that there's a holiday sale coming up, and that's December 5th through the 13th, every day from 10 to 5 at the Hotel St. Francis here in Santa Fe on Don Gaspar. And you will be displaying and selling crafts from Tsintsunsan, Michoacan?
Yes, actually from the different communities that we've worked in. That's another important part for us, and I think for the communities of our work, where while we're there working, we meet and buy directly from local artisans, from whatever crafts that we think are appreciated here and that they are producing. And we usually end up getting a quite decent price from them, not because we bargain, but because they're aware of what we're doing and they're collaborating also and they want to support us.
We usually, at the beginning of starting this project, before we were making the sale, before we were doing community projects that would enhance all the other work, we used to say that our work was fair trade, art, and anthropology. So that's a step. Now with the sale and with trying to raise money to keep doing the work through the sale, it's like another stage in that fair trade. We're trying to do fair trade with the craftspeople around the communities where we work and promote their work. And at the same time, it fulfills part of our mission of preserving traditional culture. Because without the popular crafts, without the folk art, without the art, the traditional culture will be less rich.
So basically we do that, and we haul it back ourselves. We drive down, in this case in Mexico, with our 5x8 foot enclosed trailer and haul it all back. And then we have this sale once a year. It's been this is the third year at this St. Francis Hotel, where we have our personally selected crafts of usually things that you don't see here, but of the same type, but the quality is good. And our prices, we're able to maintain them very low because of those factors. We don't have a middleman.
Right.
We're buying directly from the artisans.
And the money goes back to supporting the next project.
The money all goes into the nonprofit to support our projects.
And also, another thing is that we want to keep the prices down, not only because people have better prices to buy, but also because we only have a 9-day sale. We can't really afford to price things, you know, so a lot of times the prices are really wholesale prices.
So the Metamorphosis Documentation Project holiday sale once again is December 5th through the 13th, 10 to 5 every day, Hotel St. Francis in Santa Fe. Armando Espinosa Prieto and Craig Johnson are leading this fine project, and we look forward to seeing what you do next.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlie.
In June, we'll be presenting the film we're working on right now.
Oh, fantastic.
Back in the community.
In the community, then in July or around Day of the Dead, we'll show it here.
But do we get to see the films that the students did?
We've held off on showing them to this point because they're planning to submit them to film festivals. A lot of the film festivals want that to be the first time it's shown publicly.
Right.
As soon as we're past that obstacle, we'll be showing them here also.
And putting them in the website.
In the past, the Museum of International Folk Art has sponsored our presentations of the movies when they have them here in town, and we're expecting to be able to continue that collaboration so that when we have this one ready sometime later next year, we'll be presenting it here in Santa Fe.
Craig and Armando, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.